I think the prisoners themselves expected it, to be honest. A lot of people have been caught by surprise. Because we've had that cyclone over the past few days, there hasn't been a massive amount of reaction as yet. I think people will turn their attention to that now that the clean-up is well underway. Basically, where we're at is that the Court of Appeal has left it open for the prosecutor to lay fresh charges if he desires. They said that their decision to stand aside these charges and these sentences doesn't mean that they condoned what the men did on that day.
So we're talking a bit of a legal technicality here, that what they were charged with was the incorrect charge, as it were?
Well, they haven't come out and said that directly, but it's been inferred, yes. In part, they said that the men couldn't really be charged, these MPs, with seeking a pardon as convicted prisoners. There's nothing illegal about that. And when you look at that on its own, that's obviously perfectly correct. It was the way they went about it that is the issue. And perhaps they're saying by seeking a pardon, they weren't necessarily trying to pervert the course of justice. The other area appears to be that they're saying in their appeal finding, which was a 28-page document, that not all of them had the same role to play in the so-called pardoning affair. Some had a bigger role to play, others claim they didn't know about it until after the event. So they're also perhaps suggesting that all of these MPs shouldn't have faced the same set of charges.
Which would suggest that the prosecuting authorities are now left with a ticklish problem to resolve and not a lot of time to do it, because some of these MPs could be up for parole quite soon now.
Well, I think technically some of them are eligible already. Under Vanuatu law, when you've served 50% of your sentence, you are eligible to apply. And some of them hadn't applied because they'd got additional sentences, but they'd actually served 50% of their original sentence. So quite a few of them now, I'd say, will be sitting down preparing a document seeking parole as soon as possible. And under the law of the country in terms of parole, the president of the parole board is allowed to have a hearing any time he chooses, but it must be within 1 month of parole being sought. So we would expect a parole hearing perhaps within weeks.
Presumably, though, also the president of the parole hearing will be, shall we say, being lent on by the prosecuting authorities to give them as much time as possible to try and sort this out. I mean, it's a real legal conundrum, it seems to me.
Yeah, I think there'd be a lot of burning of the midnight oil at the moment to try and sort out which way to go. It may end up proving too difficult, and the prosecutors might just decide to leave well enough alone. I don't know at this stage. And they've not made any comment. But really, since this was brought down, the country's really focused pretty much on Cyclone Cook, and we haven't really seen a lot of activity about this case as yet. But the bottom line is, as of 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon, all of the MPs that are in jail at present will be entitled to apply for parole in 2017.
And as we've touched on in the past, I mean, that the idea of any or all of them being granted parole inevitably will create a sense of nervousness within the Charles Salwai government, because I presume people will be watching to see what these guys do when they come out, whether they try to get back into politics in some way.
Yeah, that will be difficult. They certainly can't stand for any form of public office in the next 10 years, so I don't think there's going to be a major issue in that area at this stage. Also, quite a few of them, sadly, are in very poor health, and some of them, I think, will definitely not be taking any further role in any type of public office at all. One of the ex-MPs that applied for parole several times previously, although he wasn't entitled to, has told the parole board previously he needs to go to Noumea to get on a dialysis machine because he's got a serious kidney disease, and we don't have that sort of equipment here in Vanuatu. Another of the ex-MPs has already had a toe amputated because of diabetes. So, look, there are several health issues, and it may well be that the majority of these, if they are released, they're just going to deal with their health issues and stay out of the public light.